Welcome to Mystic Bloom, the podcast where modern mysticism meets embodied spirituality. I'm your host, Jenny Scholl, here to help women reclaim their sacred power, explore feminine faith, and align with divine wisdom. Together, we'll dive into spirituality, sacred embodiment, and the art of living in flow with your truth and connecting with the divine in your way. I'm so glad you're here.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Mystic Bloom, a podcast so near and dear to my heart. And I've taken a little hiatus. And this episode is an update. It's an update on a natural evolution that's happening. It's an update on my personal life, my professional life, and what's happening with Mystic Bloom. So first of all, many of you follow me in my personal life. A lot has shifted, and I don't know if anyone else is feeling this, what I am calling the great shuffle, as myself and so many people in my lives are shuffling right now. And we're shuffling like physical locations and really feeling into, where do I want to be in this chapter? Maybe it's a forever chapter. Maybe it's just a next step chapter. But we're really feeling into and following the magic for what is coming through. And I've talked to a lot of people about this because we're fascinated, right? We're like watching this happen in different cities, in different communities, and realizing that our generation is the most location-independent generation, right? There's so many of us that have the opportunity to work from anywhere, or maybe anywhere with Wi-Fi, or maybe anywhere with Wi-Fi within the continental US, whatever it may be, a lot of us are not as tied to a physical location, which, for better or for worse, some say it gives us too many options, and some say it gives us the flexibility to really feel into different places in different cities. And so, long story short, a lot of things happened in my life in San Diego, and it just dropped in that my time there in my sweet sanctuary of a community home was coming to an end. And once I decided that, the universe configured and it all happened very quickly. It all happened very quickly. There were four women living in this beautiful home. We all ended up moving out by the end of the month. My stuff is currently in a U-Haul storage pod in San Diego, and I am living out of a suitcase currently in Boulder, Colorado. And I don't know what the future holds. I don't know if I'll be in Boulder for an extended chapter. It's kind of feeling like that right now. I don't know if I just need a little soul walkabout and I'll be back in San Diego with my beloved community. I just know that this is an opportunity for me to keep feeling and following into what is calling me forward right now. And it is happening in every area of my life. There's the professional shifting and changing of what I'm being called to do, which I will share here just in a moment. And then the personal of, where am I to be? Both for my professional career and for myself and for my heart. Boulder feels super sweet because I do have community here. I've been able to land with friends that feel like family, who have introduced me to other friends that feel like soul family. And it's just incredible to be able to do that. And there was a part of me too, having been in San Diego for 8 years, and I've not met my person there. And I am really ready to meet my person, to be in partnership, to be in union, to just have someone to do life with. And as much as I loved my sweet backyard sanctuary, he wasn't meeting me there. And so I really felt into it. And I am continuing to move forward and each step of the way feel into where I'm supposed to be. And my prayer is that my person is too. And somewhere along this journey, we shall meet. So that's the personal side of things. The professional side of things, and personal, because for me, they're kind of one and the same, is when it comes to Mystic Bloom, right, this sanctuary for spiritual exploration. It has been such a beautiful unfolding and something that will remain. But I am also expanding beyond just spiritual exploration and this healing of the God wound, right? And this bridge between spirituality and religion. It is so near and dear to my heart. And I firmly believe that this podcast exists because it lays some beautiful foundations. If you haven't listened to some of the previous tracks, it really lays some beautiful foundation and gives people incredible resources to dive into spirituality, to dive into mysticism, to dive into Mary Magdalene. And as I continued to feel into what is my purpose, what is my alignment here, it kept coming through that I am not here to educate, I am here to activate. I will say that again because it's a one simple word switch, but a very big energetic switch. I am not here to educate. I am here to activate. And I am here to activate remembrance in more than just your spirituality field, but really as women and men and people in general, but I feel particularly called to work with women to help the remembrance, to help the activation of our power, of who we are, of what we want. And a lot of times that includes the spirituality piece, because one of the first steps in getting what we want is understanding what it is we want. And a lot of us have been so muddled our entire lives of other people telling us what we should want, other people telling us who we should be. And maybe not directly. Perhaps it's through the media. Perhaps it's through our culture. Perhaps it's through our conditioning. Perhaps it's through religion. You see how all of these are connected. And it's our time now to really figure out who we are and what we want in the world. Because when we have this clarity, when we have this alignment, our life becomes so juicy. I've been using that word a lot, so juicy, because it's really true. There's more play, there's more pleasure, there's more power, there's more juice, there's more aliveness, there's more activism. And we get to live lives that are juicy, that are full, that are divinely guided. And I firmly believe that this world would be a better place if we could all lead from our heart's truth. And one of the first steps to doing that is understanding what is our heart's truth. So as I've been going down this journey and helping people through the doorway of, if you want to call it deconditioning, reconditioning beliefs and God and faith and the feminine faith and our individual doorways to the divine, which I believe is so important, because if you don't have that trust in something greater, if you don't have that trust in yourself, then it's gonna be a little rocky for you, right? Because you're always going to be outsourcing your power. And you might say, wait, you know, if you're trusting God, trusting the universe, aren't you outsourcing your power? Yes and no. I believe that there is faith in God, there is faith in self, and there is faith in the God self, right? That we are all fragments of this energetic frequency of God. And when we can connect back to our heart's truth, when we can connect to our soul's calling, to our higher self, your word here, everyone has different words, right? That's when we are truly living this life. And that includes a lot of the practices that I love. It includes the spirituality, includes the somatics, because I am so grateful for this body, right? It includes that soul body mind connection, because without this body, our soul would not be here to walk and talk and be on this planet. And without our soul, we'd just be a zombie body, and we wouldn't have these individualities and these differences and this way of communicating, which I believe is so important, because everybody has a message. Everybody is here to experience their life to the fullest. And what's really on my heart right now is helping women do that. And the first step is like understanding what it is you want. It's getting really clear on what is the biggest, juiciest life that you can imagine. And how do we get you there? And part of that is through the spiritual exploration of Mystic Bloom. And part of it is through other pieces of conditioning that we've picked up throughout the way. Whether it's our culture, whether it's our family system, whether it's the media, right? There's all of these signals that have come at us through our entire lives that have soaked in. And sometimes you don't even realize it. Sometimes you go, wait, hold on, let me pull myself out of this loop that I've been in, this ride that I've been in, and let me really get to evaluate who I am and what it is that I believe. So all of that to say, Mystic Bloom is still here. It is still a beautiful sanctuary for spiritual exploration. And we're going to start adding in some pieces. We're going to start adding in some pieces to create that clarity, to create that juice, to really feel in to what is our heart's truth and what does it want to say. And y'all, it can be a journey. It can be a journey because part of the figuring out what is mine and not mine, right? What do I believe versus what I've been taught to believe? Who am I at my core versus what is the conditioning that I've molded and chameleoned and people-pleased myself into? And as those layers start to emerge and as they start to come off, there can be a lot of grief. There can be anger. There can be hurt. There can be resentment. And these are all very natural parts of the process. And I'm going to be here to support you with that too. So this is what's happening. There's more juice coming at you. There's more aliveness. There's more fun. There's more play. There's more pleasure. There's more power. There's more remembering. And yes, this platform will still be here. And as I said before, I am not here to educate. I am here to activate. And yet some of that activation comes through education, right? It's these like little glimmers and glimpses of things we didn't even know we needed at this time. And I have studied immensely with some of the masters and people in their craft. And I'm bringing in little tidbits of their messages to you because I don't know who needs to hear it. I just know someone needs to hear it because it's going to create that activation for remembrance. And it's going to create that activation that lets you pick up pieces of who you are, of your remembrance, of going, huh, that resonates with me on a deep level, and I'm not sure why. And you get to start your exploration, which is so freaking fun. It's fun and it's hard. And I promise, if you choose to go down this path, if you choose to go down this path of exploration, of remembrance, of activation, of feeling into your heart's truth, of living this life that is full and juicy and divinely guided, your life is going to feel free. It is going to feel easeful. It is going to feel purposeful. And I'm so excited for you. So anyway, this is the update. This is the update of what I've been working on personally, myself, and really bringing it through with more clarity, with more ease, with more fun, with more juice, because I want every woman to feel this, to remember who you are, so that you can live the biggest, greatest life possible for you. Not a life that others expect of you, not a life which makes you compromise your values and your beliefs and lose sight of your North Star. No, we get to have it all. Like, life gets to be this good. And along the way, we get to have a lot of fun. So that's the update for y'all. And I'll keep sharing and I'll keep inviting others into this activation, into this remembrance. And I invite you to connect with me on social media if you haven't already. I'm sharing a lot more there. And I invite you into this journey with me because it's fun and it's needed. All of you is invited. And I truly believe that all of you is required. For the shifts to take place on this planet, we need you. We need you to activate. We need you to remember your power, your strength, your purpose. We need you to get really clear on what it is and what kind of life you want to have for you. Because if we all live from our heart's truth, like what a world that would be. If we all decide to not compromise and configure into other people's expectations, but truly bring forth our power, our pleasure, our aliveness, our juiciness, our fun, our purpose. This world will naturally weave back to its natural intelligence and its magic. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I am so excited. I'm so excited. And I can't wait to share more with you. All right, friends, thank you for being here for that update. There definitely is more to come. More to come. So follow me here, follow the podcast, follow the socials, and be a part of this journey. A lot of you already are, whether you know it or not, you're on this ride. Whether you're in the great shuffle or the great remembering or whatever is happening on this planet, you feel it. I know you feel it. And if anything in this episode or any of the Mystic Bloom episodes has created an activation for you, please let me know. I want to hear it. I want to be a part of your journey.